Greater Phoenix. We can tell our story differently. A new perspective. A different look. Greater Phoenix A to Z.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when this finds you. Welcome to the Greater Phoenix A to Z podcast. I'm your host, Casey Gilchrist. All right, y'all. Today's episode is going to be a slight deviation from our regularly scheduled programming. Although Tim just did an episode on El Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, and I've heard it was great. So be sure to check that out. So in keeping with the fun, interesting spirit, today's episode is going to focus on our great state and region. But we're going to do a little twist. It will be an episode commenting on Arizona hot takes. And some of our audience members might not know what a hot take is. So for those who are not familiar, I have found a definition thanks to ChatGPT that sums it up pretty well. A hot take is a quickly produced, strongly worded, and often deliberately provocative or sensational opinion or reaction. So I could think of absolutely no one better to go through Arizona hot takes with than my girl, my colleague, my very dear friend, the one, the only, Ashley Busada. Do I have my horn on here? Yeah. I need my Welcome to the podcast.
Yes.
We're so excited to have you. So Ash and I will be talking about these Arizona hot takes from a very unique lens. So Ash, for those who might not be familiar with you, kind of tell them why it's unique. Where are you from?
Don't try the Southern accent.
Where are you from, girl?
So I am originally from Shreveport, Louisiana. And so I've been here in the Phoenix region now 2 months. I mean, 2 years.
Girl. Keep going. Keep going.
So I went to Casey and I said, we need to do the Southern Girls Take the West Coast podcast. And here we are.
I love it. Everyone on the team loved this hot take idea, and we actually surveyed most of our GPEC colleagues and friends to give us their best hot takes. So we're going to be going through most of those today. We also supplied some of our own because we have very strong opinions about this. And we also went to the streets. We went to the streets and we got some Arizona hot takes as well. So we're excited. This is going to be a more lighthearted and fun episode. I guess I should also mention, like, all of our opinions are our own and do not represent GPEC as an organization, just in case we're covering ourselves. All right. So I have actually a Southern hot take to start us off. So I was recently talking with someone who shall not be named in our office. And they suggested that they said the best cornbread is served dry.
Oh.
You hear that reaction, y'all? Like, that's the reaction you should appropriately have.
I'm going to come into this because I know who suggested it, and it was a Southerner.
I know. I don't know what part of the South she's from.
Confused Southerner.
She is. Is she from your part of the region?
No, she's a little bit. No, she's closer to you. Well, she's between us.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's the fake South.
Damn, just coming in spicy, y'all. Spicy.
You know, I don't even need to warm the viewers up to it.
No, no. I strongly disagree with this hot take. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like if you got cornbread that was hard or dry, you would think it was like burnt or they like made it wrong.
They baked it wrong. Like that would be the initial gut reaction. Like, ooh, girl, you didn't bake this right.
Like it's like it's left over from a few days ago.
Yeah, no. Cornbread should never be dry. If you ever get cornbread that's dry, you send it back to the kitchen. Cornbread should be moist or dense or
squishy.
Did you say squishy?
I was thinking like
or squishy, as Ashley has just said. Yeah, that's a very spicy hot take. That should never happen. I don't know what you all think, but the Arizona hot takes, we're going to get into them now. Please take these hot takes, discuss it with your family, discuss it with your friends. It's supposed to encourage debate.
Can people give us comments like in the podcast?
I think on LinkedIn. So if we post this on LinkedIn, be sure to put your comments.
We would love. Join the debate.
Yeah, join the debate. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Hot take that one of our GPECR colleagues had is Arizona isn't really that hot. What's your initial gut reaction, Ash?
They haven't been anywhere else in the world. No, just kidding. So I always tell people, to me, Phoenix is hot if you're like in the direct sunlight. Like if the sun is hitting you, you are hot. If you can get into the shade, you will be fine.
Yes, I agree.
So
I guess that's what their perspective was. Like if you're in the shade, it's really not that hot. It's only if...
But then I think that gets into the humidity piece.
What's the humidity? Do we have humidity here in your opinion?
No, I'm saying, I think though in the South, you can't even get in the shade. You don't cool off because you still have the humidity.
Yeah, that's true.
Where here, the sun hits you, maybe third degree burn, but it'll be fine.
Yeah, it is not fun.
But if the sun goes down, like in the evenings, like people can do stuff in the morning and the evenings. I think that's what some people don't get. And maybe to kind of defend who said Phoenix isn't that hot is you could still do things. You just have to rearrange when you do them.
Yeah.
Where I know this summer in the South, when it got really hot, they like canceled recess and all the sports and everything, where here it's just let the sun go down.
Yeah. I definitely think that people who consider Arizona extremely hot go to the South in the middle of summer in July, like July 21st to be exact, in like Louisiana when it's 83% humidity and like 100 plus.
Right.
That's unbearable. You can't even escape it at all, even if you're in the
shade. And I think more here, it'll just be hot for a long period of time, like the duration of the days. And I think that's when you just finally like, okay, I'm over it.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Okay. So Arizona isn't really that hot then. In our Southern opinion. All right, I have another one. This is my hot take. Arizona has no good Southern food.
Oh, that's 100% true.
I know. And if there's anybody who wants to disagree, please disagree with me and put your recommendations in the comments because I'm dying for some Southern
food. I had a client actually last week. He's from Houston. After I told him from Louisiana, he like pulled me aside. He was like, "Where do you go get Southern food?" And I'm like, "I don't know." You know, my dream is to have a crawfish bowl here, but...
I know, we need to get that off the ground. You've been talking about that for a while.
Well, I need some money to help fund it.
Put it out in the airwaves. Make
if
it
you would
commercial.
Like to help me with my annual crawfish bowl, please find me on LinkedIn.
Yes, find her, y'all.
But I'm also just going to say this, as a Southerner, and it's probably a sin I'm saying this, I don't know if I could tell you what's good Southern food.
Yeah, she's not a foodie.
I'm not a foodie, but I mean, the spices and stuff you need, I do know that, so.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Yeah, it's tough to find here, so if you have any recommendations, please send them my way. Find me or Ash on LinkedIn.
But it would make sense though, why I don't have good Southern food, because people, when I tell them I'm from Louisiana, they think I've come from like a foreign country.
You kind of have. You talk different.
I make up words. You can't understand some things.
You might as well be. I do think that there are probably places. It's just we're not aware of them, unfortunately. But I'm here to be edumacated.
Feed us.
We'll come do a podcast at your restaurant if you think you have the best Southern food. All right, moving on. Next hot take. Actually, this one was one of yours. Give me one of your hot takes. Do you remember what you were going to say?
I know for sure one of my hot takes. I'm like, did I give you more than one? I got to think how to word it so that it's a hot take.
Just say how you feel, girl.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel.
Arizona has more hospitality than the South.
That is a hot take.
I told you I had to think about how to word it.
So you're
always say like Southern hospitality, like the South is so nice. So when I moved to Arizona, and you'll agree with me on this part, you did not realize everybody is so nice and welcoming.
I agree.
So I'm like, everybody, I don't think, and I know I can look back at my time at the South. And like when my coworker moved from Guam, I know I wasn't as welcome as people were for me here and just like invited me to things.
Were you rude to her?
No.
You were like, when this woman moved from Guam,
no,
I wasn't
as nice.
No, it was
just like, she was my coworker. No, we were nice. We got along, but I know I didn't do like the outreach and the invite that people here did to me in the first few months I was here. Like we hung out one time and they would get my number or I could follow up with them on LinkedIn the next day and we could go have coffee. Like it didn't matter who, like...
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are.
Who you were. They didn't need a reason to meet with me. It was just like everybody was so nice. And I'm like, I don't think that is what you get in the South.
I agree.
Think you had those like people were born and raised there forever and you don't have that here.
That is a strong hot take for those who are from Arizona or who rep Arizona really hard. Like Arizona has better Southern hospitality than the South. Yeah, that is a hot take. And I would agree. I tell people all the time, like when I came here from Virginia, I lived in a variety of different places in Virginia, Northern Virginia, the capital in Richmond, and in Hampton Roads down on the coast. And I had a great, like, I was born and raised in Virginia Beach, had friends, yada, yada, yada. When I moved to Richmond, I had a granted, it was during COVID, so that is a big asterisk, yeah. But I had a difficult time making friends. And then when I came here, I've made more friends here in Arizona than...
Like, think about in the 2 years we've both been here. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you're right. It goes to the fact that so many people are new here.
And they've been there. You're like, oh, I've been in your situation. Like when I moved out here 5 or 6 years ago, I was a new person. It's like,
yeah,
everybody just wants to hang out and have friends.
If only that could translate to the dating
scene. Oh my God, no. It's for another episode.
But yeah, that is a hot take. It is very easy to make friendships here in Phoenix. That's all I'll say. Or in Greater Phoenix, I should say.
It's a friendly region.
It is. Anyways, talk to me about your perspective on Arizona sports, because I know you have a hot take there.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Let me just say, the college football scene out here is non-existent. And I'm not saying it as like ASU, U of A angle. I'm just saying in general, there's not like a strong culture for college football like we have in the South.
I would agree. I mean, you're from the SEC, you're an SEC state.
Like my falls are consumed by like football games. Like, what do you do on Saturday? You don't make plans because you're going to watch football. And out here, people don't get that. So people have just decided I'm rude half the time when we get together on Saturdays. And I have my phone out at a nice restaurant while we're eating dinner, pregame before Sam Smith concert. But
She's throwing shots at me, y'all, and it's disrespectful. we were hosting people, and you had your LSU, and you had it on the television too.
But listen, in the South, if you got married on an LSU football game, you better believe people are going to have their phones out watching the game.
Really?
Yes. You don't get married on like, so usually there's a break in LSU football Halloween weekend because we get the weekend off before we play Alabama and people like get married then, or you just don't get married in the fall.
So everything revolves around LSU.
Yes. I've been at weddings and like watched it on my phone.
Oh Lord. Maybe we're the sensible people out here.
But this, I will say, but you have the NFL, so it does get a little bit stronger
but
on football.
But are Cardinals fans like
Sunday?
But are Cardinals fans like really
I feel like
passionate?
They try to be.
Unpack that for me.
I feel like the season starts out strong with the fan base. And then if the Cardinals aren't doing well, then it just is going to die down.
Yeah, like when we were at the game this past weekend, the Cards, like there was still an opportunity to come back and tie or
win
the game.
Yeah, people get real down.
And they just left.
They're out. Yes.
Another one of our colleagues, I can mention this because he wouldn't care. Thomas said that Arizona fandom is a strong Arizona fan, supporter of all sports. Like Thomas is Mr. Arizona. And he even said the fandom here is a little bit lackluster, unfortunately. So you got to fix that,
Arizona.
You
just got to stay loyal. I mean, at some point you're going to be good. I mean, I always look at like the Saints in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Like they were so bad, but the fans went anyways and put bags over their heads.
Why did they put bags
because
over
they
their
like... We're embarrassed. I don't know what you would call that. Yeah.
They didn't want to show their face.
Yeah, like, because they were so bad. But, like, you still, and they've only won one.
Is this year?
No. This was like 2009, they won the, not the national, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it was before that. They were just bad.
You see how hardwired she is? And she was saying national championship. That's how deep college football runs in her veins.
Yes.
I mean, I understand. I've been a loyal Cowboys supporter since 1995.
And your day will come.
It might be this year.
With your Louisiana quarterback. Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Okay, Ashley. All right. Another common one that I got was around food here in Arizona.
Okay.
And that some people said, stop calling Tex-Mex restaurants authentic Mexican restaurants. They're not the same. Authentic Mexican restaurants do not use cumin, which is a spice commonly used in Tex-Mex food. Save that spice for Taco Bell. Ooh, this one's passionate.
Hold on. That was spicy.
Spicy.
That was a fact I've never heard before in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, cumin. That's how you can kind of...
That's like a Middle Eastern kind of...
Cumin is?
Well, I like to use cumin a lot, but maybe it's not.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was strictly Mexican.
Is it?
I think like za'atar for like Middle Eastern.
Well, we know what you think. That's a whole nother stuff.
This person said, this is on behalf of Mexicans who grew up eating authentic food. Okay.
First of all, I got to unpack this one because he doesn't like that in the South we say Tex-Mex is authentic food, or there's Tex-Mex restaurants here that are saying they are authentic?
I guess people say, oh, this Mexican food is authentic, but it's actually Tex-Mex.
Okay. I'll say this. I've been here 2 years. I couldn't name a Mexican restaurant I like here.
What?
No.
Hot take, y'all.
Here's what
take.
I can tell you I like here.
What?
New Mexican food.
Oh, yes.
The spice down. But like just a Mexican restaurant, I haven't found one. Now.
Cocina Madrigal is really good. Their enchiladas
also,
are good.
I'm going to just say it. I like Tex-Mex.
She's contributing to that.
I'm not saying it's authentic Mexican food, but I think I grew up on Tex-Mex and I'm here for it. So I think maybe when I'm eating like more authentic food out here, I'm just like, but new Mexican food I like Richardson's.
Yeah.
The spice on that food, I'm here for it.
I do love Richardson's. It is a restaurant that I recommend to everyone who, when they're visiting. You know what? I do like Cocina Madrigal, and that's like the best Mexican restaurant according to Yelp. I have had good Mexican food here. I don't really like Tex-Mex either. I'm indifferent.
I mean, I'll be honest. Your girl can eat Taco Bell.
That is her palate, y'all.
Now I'm going to steer away and give another hot take.
Okay, go for it.
Because so I have gone out on my lab, uh-huh. Tempe's campus, and after being moving here and seeing Tempe and ASU and how that whole city set up with the college town, people don't know enough about ASU in the sense of like, it is a great college town.
Is it? You would say
that? I think so, yes. Because when you live in Tempe, you have all that stuff, like you have the lake you can kayak on, you have Mill Ave, which is all the bars and the restaurants. And then like, I like this... the skyline in Tempe, like all those nice glass buildings.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty.
And so I feel like you could go to ASU, you have this great life, and you can easily get a job.
That's true.
Or an internship, like all right there. I don't know. I think it's very walkable.
It is very walkable.
And it's just like, I don't know. I was like, I wish I had more cousins that needed to go to college because I'd be like, come look at ASU.
I don't know how to interpret that sentence. Are your cousins just not going to college?
No, they're all...
What are you saying about your family, girl?
No, they're all graduated.
Okay. All right. Someone else said, soda is the only correct term for carbonated drinks. Some people say pop.
I think I just call it all Coke.
You say Coke?
Yeah. What do you say?
Soda. I say soda.
I definitely don't say pop.
Do you say soda? Like, can I have a soda?
I don't know.
Because like, what if you want a Sprite, but you say I want a Coke?
I'm like, can I get a Sprite?
I have heard a few people in the office call it pop. Like, oh,
is that,
you want
is pop a Midwestern word?
Yeah. And that's we have why. Some Midwestern people in our office.
I think I want to, maybe I say soda. I feel like I just say I want a Coke and then go get like a Diet Pepsi. Do we have a debate on that one?
I do not like Diet Pepsi. It tastes like
it. Oh,
syrup.
It's the best carbonated drink.
It's disgusting. Okay. I don't even like Diet Coke either. I'm a Diet Dr. Pepper girl.
Oh, yeah.
We're part of the DDP gang. Okay. Me and Brad.
Me and Brad, that's it.
DDP.
The two of y'all.
No, and Eric Bopp. Eric Bopp is also part of the DDP gang.
Okay.
But no, I will say when my European clients come in, I don't say soda. I don't say pop.
Soda.
I say carbonated beverage.
Yeah, but when you say carbonated beverage, then they say like, yeah, I'll have a carbonated water.
Or they'll say, what are your options? And then I'm like, oh, you have sodas. I do say soda. But I do say carbonated beverage because it just sounds so much more elevated in my personal opinion. Another hot take that I got was stringing lights on a cigarro. Saguaro. Stringing lights on a cactus is way better than stringing lights on a pine tree during the holidays.
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired there.
I think we're going to disagree on this one.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, I'll take this. Well, I like the cactus string lights.
You like the cactus?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
But are we strictly stick? Are we sticking to this question, or are we gonna just go into like the whole like view thing?
You can go into the view thing.
Okay. I mean, I like the desert look, the cactus, the no greenery aspect. I like those views.
I don't.
Right.
I don't. I love a lush green woody.
I think, or maybe just like I was just grew up and been in like around pine trees for so long that like I love this view.
I agree. And my mom is the same way. My mom actually prefers the desert landscape. She's from Virginia. She just moved to Arizona about a year ago. And she loves it. She's like, it brings me so much peace and serenity and just, I absolutely adore it. All right. Thank you all. I think we're out of time. I think we should do this again, Ash.
I know.
We should do a part two.
We should do a part two. Okay. So listeners, send us some of your hot takes.
Yeah. Are you committing yourself to a part two?
I am. You need more of us.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe this can become like a regular series where we come back maybe once a quarter and we undo more hot takes. Or observations.
Or yeah, well,
Arizona observations.
I feel like we may not get away with that. But.
No, I don't think our Marcom team would allow us to do that. This is enough for them. All right, well, y'all. Well, thank you for joining us on today's show. Ashley has already said that she's committed for a part two, so we will hold her to that. We will be back again with another episode, whether that's hot takes, but we also have some other episodes on the horizon, including Phoenix food, music, fashion, and architecture. So be sure to stay tuned. Do me and our guests a favor and be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast listening app. Also, if you're ever so inclined, please rate us 5 stars. And like we've said throughout this podcast episode, please leave us comments. I think those comments can be left on LinkedIn because we will post this on LinkedIn. Also, go show your girl Ashley some love on LinkedIn. Go follow her, harass her, comment on her post, give her some hot takes so she will come back. So be sure to keep up with what's happening in Greater Phoenix by following GPEC at Greater PHX on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Oh, it's no longer Twitter. It's X and YouTube. So until next time, be safe and well.